with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump is threatening more military action against Iran if there's no agreement to end the war. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president told Bloomberg News that he's highly unlikely to renew the two-week ceasefire that expires soon. He also extended the ceasefire by one day, saying it will now expire Wednesday evening, Washington time. And the president said fighting will restart absent a deal, telling PBS that lots of bombs will be dropped on Iran if the ceasefire ends without an agreement. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Residents of Shreveport, Louisiana are mourning the loss of eight children, as correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports.
A Louisiana father identified as 31-year-old Shamar Elkins fatally shot eight children, including seven of his own, during an early morning attack on his family Sunday that stretched across two houses in a Shreveport neighborhood, left shaken by one of the nation's deadliest mass shootings in recent years. A group of more than 30 mourners gathered in a parking lot Sunday to honor the lives of the children, whose ages ranged from 3 to 11 years old. Kimberlyn Jackson.
It just makes you take your children and hug them and hold them and tell them how much you love them.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The Supreme Court will hear from Catholic preschools that say it's unconstitutional to exclude them from a state-funded program because they won't admit kids from LGBT families. It's the latest religious rights case for the conservative majority court. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average down by 4 points, the NASDAQ dropping by 84, the S&P 500 lower by 18, oil at around $89 a barrel. This is SRN News. Pro-lifers win a court battle in Oregon, correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
A federal judge has ruled that Oregon Right to Life does not have to include coverage for abortion in its employee health insurance plan. State lawmakers passed a measure back in 2017 that enacted such a requirement with an exemption for religious organizations. When Oregon Right to Life applied, it was rejected as not religious enough. The organization is calling the ruling a victory for all pro-life Oregonians. Michael Harrington reporting.
America's young men diverge from young women on some important moral questions. The Pew Research Center reports that about 4 in 10 men under 30 say divorce is morally wrong, compared to only about 2 in 10 young women. Even more men under 30, about half, say abortion is morally wrong. That compares to only about 1/3 of women the same age. This is SRN News. Thousands of survivors of California's devastating Eaton Fire could face hefty tax bills.
They've been getting settlements from the utility accused of causing the fire. However, they now face the possibility of the payments being taxed as income. That could take a big chunk of the money, could also affect eligibility for government benefits. The news is causing confusion and panic among survivors. A bipartisan House bill aims to extend tax relief for wildfire-related compensation, but the bill's future is uncertain. Rich Thomason reporting.
Searchers from several countries are scouring the Pacific near the northern Mariana Islands for six crew members from the cargo ship Mariana that overturned during a typhoon that tore through the U.S. territory. More details available at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.